Nation.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate has passed $9 billion in federal spending cuts requested by President Trump. The money will slash funding for international aid and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Democrats like Senator Chuck Schumer voting no.
This is a dark day for America, a dark day for rural Americans, a dark day for any American who relies on public broadcasting during floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, and other disasters.
Republicans call it cutting out waste, fraud, and abuse. A lightning strike in New Jersey has killed an archery instructor. Two people died in flash flooding in New Jersey earlier this week. She was born in Jersey. The Boys Are singer Connie Francis has died, according to her friend and publicist Ron Roberts. Francis, known for hits like Who's Sorry Now and Pretty Little Baby, was 87. This is ABC News. A bizarre story out of Southern California, where almost two dozen small children have been found in one home. ABC's Alex Stone has the details.
21 children, all from surrogate mothers, all the legal children of a couple in Arcadia outside of L.A. Police and the FBI are now investigating to figure out why they have so many children, 17 of them under the age of three. Most living in a large home from different mothers, Arcadia police saying.
We discovered numerous children.
The couple allegedly ran a surrogacy firm and is being investigated for child abuse. No charges have been filed. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
In Gaza, two people were killed and several others, including the parish priest, injured after a Catholic church was hit by an Israeli airstrike. Father Gabriel Romanelli was very close with the late Pope Francis. The two spoke often about the war before Francis's death. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know.
The Iron County Sheriff's Office would like you to be aware of an ongoing scam. This is a phone call scam where a caller is representing themselves as being with the, quote, Iron County Police, end quote, and they are asking for money for unpaid bills or fines and threatening arrest. It has even been reported that the caller ID is showing Iron County Police. The Iron County Sheriff's Office would like to assure you that they will never make these calls and that this is a scam. As a general rule, never give out personal credit card or banking information to someone over the phone. Once again, if you receive a phone call from somebody claiming to be with Iron County Police and threatening you with arrest for unpaid bills or fines, remember, this is a scam and the Iron County Sheriff's Office will never make these calls. Thursday, July 22nd from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., it's Can You Grow It Garden Tours. This is a field trip to visit some local gardens. On July 22nd, meet at the library at 4 p.m. to receive some info and an itinerary. If you have any questions, you can contact the library at 715-339-2868. They hope to see you there for this fun event. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, July 22nd from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. Atlanta, Heathrow, and Dubai all are pretty busy airports. A surprising Wisconsin town joins them this weekend. Lisa Hale reports.
This weekend, Lowly Whitman Airport in Oshkosh, Wisconsin will become the busiest airport in the world. So says EAA Communications Director Dick Napinski.
By Thursday and Friday, you'll notice that there are a lot of airplanes coming in. Then Saturday and Sunday, it's kind of the land rush at that point. And they come in, and that's really when we become the world's busiest airport. Busier than Hartsfield, busier than O'Hare, busier than any place else in the world.
Last year, EAA Air Venture drew a record number of over 686 attendees.
That's an incredibly large number when you think about it, all the logistics that go into it, not only for the camping, but the retail, the traffic. And of course, we've got the third dimension, people landing from the sky at the same time when we become the world's busiest airport. So it is a phenomenon that is an amazing piece of choreography just to put together, not only on that airport, but throughout the community.
And the visitors came from almost 100 different countries.
And if you talk to any pilot, almost any pilot in the world, and say the word Oshkosh, they know exactly what you're talking about. I mean, you cannot buy that kind of visibility. It is something that we in the community in the Fox Valley can be very proud of.
EAA FAA Air Venture officially gets underway Monday, July 21st, but campers and planes have already started arriving and getting set up. In Oshkosh, I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet. 100% locally owned. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. Get honest advice to keep your vehicle running strong. Right now, get 0% finance for up to 36 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash on all 2025 1500 Silverados in stock to qualified buyers. Or up to $7,500 on a 2.7-liter 1500 Silverados for current 2011 or newer Chevy owners. Hurry, these savings won't last. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or MinocquaCars.com.
The Bucks re-signed Livingston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks have re-signed center Chris Livingston after waiving him just 2 weeks ago. The move adds depth to the Bucks roster after losing Brooke Lopez to the Clippers in free agency, who says the move to L.A. is more like a homecoming.
You know, I'm a Cali boy, so, you know, I grew up in the Valley in North Hollywood. Obviously, things were very different back then. To see where the Clippers have come now, it's just, it's astonishing. It's beautiful. I'm glad to be a part of it, and hopefully I can help take them even further up.
The Bucks losing to the Bulls last night, 102-96, to wrap up the Summer League. NFL, Packers training camp starts next week. Jordan Love holding his youth football camp in Milwaukee today. Left tackle Rashid Walker asked about attending the quarterback's wedding to his fiancée, Ronica Stone.
The wedding was, it was a beautiful wedding, beautiful ceremony, such a beautiful couple. Hopefully Ronica can, you know, keep Jordan on his A-game.
That's Packers left tackle Rashid Walker with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming to you from the Fleet Farm Studio. Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says the heat is getting to those walleyes, but he's got a technique that is a surefire, and I'll tell you what it is. But first,
you fish the same waters year after year, but what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says that if you want to catch walleyes after the heat of summer starts sending them into a tightly schooled scenario and toughens up the bite, then you got to be patient, but you don't want to wait too long. You want to catch fish. So what you do is you search out a school of walleyes. You find them on your sonar. And then you drop down a live bait rig. You want to use a leech, but it has to be a lively leech. You want something that is wiggling. It's got to be lively live bait. If you're using a minnow, you better use one that's swimming hard. And that is what is going to generate a bite when nothing else does. And you might have to sit there and wait it out. Keep that bait in front of those fish. Sometimes it takes a little bit of coercion to get those fish to bite, and that means sending down an easy meal, something that is very delectable because it's moving, and something that they will eventually just have to bite. It's really all about the bait. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been From the Pages of the Outdoor News.
Weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbens. Cooler and less humid today with plenty of sunshine, high temperatures in the lower 70s. For tonight, mostly clear and crisp with lows in the mid to upper 40s. On Friday, outside chance of a shower in the afternoon, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 70. It's 48 degrees at our studios.
98 Q Country. We got winners, we got losers, chain smokers and boozers, and we got yuppies, we got bikers, and we've got thirsty hitchhikers. And the girls next door dress up like movie stars. Bar. We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers, and we got hustlers, we got fighters, early birds and all-nighters, and the veterans talk about their battle scars. I love this bar. I love this bar. It's my kind of place. Just walking through the front door puts a big smile on my face. It ain't too far. Come as you are. Bar. I've seen short skirts, we've got high techs, blue-collared boys and rednecks, and we got lovers, lots of lookers, and I've even seen dancing girls and hookers, and we like to drink our beer from a mason jar. Bar. Yes, I do. Love this bar. It's my kind of place. Just trolling around the dance floor puts a big smile on my face. No cover charge. Come as you
Miss Toby Keith. Oh, yes, sir. Love this bar, 98Q Country. On a Thursday morning, we've been talking this earlier this morning. Greg Gunderson's in studio with us about how the Civic Media Talk Network is coming. Is here. Is Butternut. Butternut.
Coming to town.
Oh, coming to town. And we have, there's two shows that are going to be on the air today featuring small towns, featuring Butternut. And one of those is right away this morning from 9 to 11. And that's Jane and Matt Nair on air. And she's nice enough to join us before she hits the air at 9 o'clock this morning. Jane, good morning to you.
Joel and Greg, good morning, gentlemen. We are so excited to be here, and thank you so much for carving out some time for me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, we apologize for the cold weather. I know it's a little bit cool this far up in northern Wisconsin sometimes. This is even cooler than what we're used to, right, Greg?
Happy mid-July, kind
yeah,
of, I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, a little...
That's so funny that you say that, guys, because when we left southeastern Wisconsin on Tuesday, it was 87 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And we got up here last night about 9 o'clock, and it was 48. So we all have socks. We got the socks on. We got the sweatshirts. It's all good. And Kelly here at the Fantastical Fish Gallery, where we're going to be broadcasting at 9, said that we're actually lucking out today because apparently you guys haven't had very good weather leading up to this.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to warm up a little bit for you today to about 70 or so. So you can peel off one of the sweatshirts that you got on there. Okay. All right.
It's perfect. This is, I love this kind of weather. 87 is way too hot. It should never be that hot.
Yeah. So tell us, 9-11 this morning, our great little town of Butternut here is going to be one of the features talking about small town Wisconsin. So describe a little bit about who we have coming on and what we're going to be doing here for a couple hours this morning, James.
Sure. Kelly from the, again, Fantastical Fish Gallery, where we are broadcasting here in Butternut, is going to join us at 9:30. I'm so interested in Kelly's journey, and she's got these wonderful murals that we saw as we were coming into Butternut, and she's currently working on one in her studio right now. She's doing these for communities all over the country, which I think is so cool. So we're going to learn more about Kelly and obviously a very thriving arts community here in the North Woods. And then our very own Civic Media's Darla Isham is going to join us also in hour number two, just to talk about some of the history of Butternut and this whole area. And it's like you said, we're in southeastern Wisconsin. There's so much to learn and so much to love about all of the parts of our state, which is one of the reasons why we genuinely love to do this and to meet folks and just to talk and come and have a piece of Kringle and some coffee. We're all set up for you.
Now, you're on the Civic Media Network Monday through Friday, 9 to 11, if people want to catch you not only today, but other times. And you're stretching, expanding your wings out to northern Wisconsin and other parts. Talk a little bit about your show and what you kind of the vision of your show for maybe those who haven't listened to you before, Jane.
Absolutely. We do talk a lot of politics, Joel, but at the same time, I think we have to look at things with a little bit of humor. I at least for myself, that's the only way I can stay sane. And so we do talk politics, but in hour number two, we really try to lighten things up. So for the last half an hour of the show, we do a segment called Audio Sorbet, which is intended as a clearing of the ears and a clearing of the brain away from all the politics and all the real difficult things that we're dealing with. And we just talk about lighter, sillier things. And then at the end of the show, we always wrap it up with a segment called This Shouldn't Be a Thing. And it could be anything from historical stories to weird discoveries to you name it. It ends up in Tisbet. So we really like to wrap up the show with a laugh.
All with a Wisconsin feel and a Wisconsin twist to it. That's really what Civic Media Network is about, right?
Absolutely. We love, I cannot tell you how much we love our state and how much I am grateful for this opportunity to get around and travel to all of these different wonderful parts of our state.
Yeah, exactly. And you might even see a Greg Gunderson sighting out there today, too, possibly. So
that's
watch out for that.
What I understand. And we have big thanks to give you, Gray, because I know you were instrumental, along with Darla, in helping us get this off the ground and get everything organized. So we are so, so thankful.
Yeah. Oh, I think, you know, I did what I could, but I think you might be thinking of Greg. Big G has been moving on it, but you'll see both of us. If you take a photo of him, it'll be a bit blurry like Bigfoot, but he's the one you'll really want to, that's the guy you'll really want to thank. So if you're not sure who you're looking at, take a photo, and if it doesn't quite turn out, that's Big G.
Yeah, if you get nothing else done in your visit to Butternut, Jane, get us a non-grainy photo of Big G. Could you please?
We will try, because Greg Bach is all excited now because he gets to be Little G.
So we're gonna
see if we can get a picture of Big G and Little G together, and then we'll see if Big G actually, if we can actually photograph him, if it actually comes out.
Greg can have that mantle. I have been blessed every now and again, whether I want it or not, with the title of Little G because I hang out with Big G and I'm Gray. But like, no. The two Gregs can handle that between the two of them, and I will be out of the picture. I am so glad.
There you go.
I am now six times as glad you guys are coming.
You deserve your own nickname. You deserve your own.
Triple G on the air.
3G. G cubed. Pick anything but Little G. I mean, I know I'm just a little guy, but not Little G.
I got my Eminem sign going on. Triple G on the air.
You don't want to see how fly Joel was just trying to look.
Yeah.
It was not working.
Yeah,
that's great.
Doesn't work. All right, Jamie, we look forward to seeing you out there. People can stop on by and say hi. You'll be there 9 to 11. And then Todd Elball is going to be there this afternoon also from 2 to 4, right?
Absolutely. Please stop by. A fantastical fish gallery here in downtown Butternut. We would love to meet you, and thank you so very much. You guys really appreciate the time.
All right, Jane. Enjoy your time in the Northwoods. Thank you very much. Jane Matinier, Matinier on the air. She'll be there 9 to 11. I want to mention, stress this to people, Gray, that she'll be doing all this from Butternut, talking to Kelly and Darla and even Big G and stuff, 9 to 11 this morning. It'll be on our talk network. This is the only time, one of the few times that I can tell people, you can go over there and listen. You can leave me if you want and go over there and listen at WBZH.FM or on the Civic Media app on several of the talk network signals here.
There's right? so much going on the Civic Network. Jane is a fantastic example of that. Todd is too. So check him out. Find out if it's for you. As I like to say, if it's for you, it's very for you. So check it out.
Yep, and it's fantastical and fanatical. And she'll be at Fanatical Fish 9 to 11 this morning. And we'll have the prize wheel down there a little bit later on this morning. I'm going to say like noon to 3, noon to 4. I just don't want you guys showing up and then we're not ready for you. But Big G's got all kinds of prizes and stuff he's giving away out there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I mean, we've got it's a busy day in the area. It must be summer. Whether yes. it's 48 degrees or not, it must be July.
Yes, Butternut. We're all talking small town. We're talking Butternut. On the Civic Media Talk Network. Check it out later this morning from 9 to 11.
We're back. Whether you're getting over someone,
I'm gonna need some whiskey glasses,
or getting ready to party,
and there's a cold beer calling my name.
Country makes you feel something.
98 Q Country.
I don't take my whiskey to extremes. Don't believe in chasing crazy dreams. My feet are planted firmly on the ground. But darling, when you come around, I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes. Before I even realize the ride I'm on, and baby, I'm long gone. I get carried away, nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away. It might seem like an ordinary night. Same old stars, the same old moon up high. But when I see you standing at your door, nothing's ordinary anymore. I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes. Nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away. I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away. Carried
here.
It's 105 in the shade.
It's hot, really hot.
It's going to be a red hot summer.
98Q Country.
That beer ain't getting any colder, and I don't know who is waiting for. You keep checking over your shoulder like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't wanna be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. 'Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my eight. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Judging by the way you just smile, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but he's the upside. I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing. Girl, listen, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that must up and lost his mind tonight. 'Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my A. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. 'Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my A. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
Jordan Davis, many of you may have caught him at Hodag over the weekend, this past weekend. He was there, 828 at 98Q Country. Hope you are well on this Thursday edition here of the 98Q Morning Show with me, Joel Karnick. We've got a keyword today as we're doing a little laid-back summer giveaway, having a little fun. And it's just one word per day, so nothing high pressure. We're laid back, all right? So just one word. Sometime today, you can do it now, you can do it at 7 o'clock tonight, 8 o'clock tonight, as long as you get it in before midnight, you'll be good. NAP, N-A-P, that is your keyword. Now, when you text that to us through the free Civic Media app, you just go to 98Q and then text and N-A-P, and you'll get a little response saying, hey, you're entered, and yada, yada. If you want to sign up for our 98Q newsletter, it's a newsletter that's sent out personally by me, your morning show guy, and we pick some stories that we think are important and prevalent to you here in the northern part of the state. So we do that newsletter once a week, or sometimes the morning guy lapses a little bit and it's once every week and a half. But it's kind of a neat little newsletter with a local twist to it. So NAP is your keyword, N-A-P. Do that through the Civic Media app and you will be in. We've had just a great response to this. I mean, a lot of texts. Yesterday, I was looking at the number of text messages we got, and like, whoa. Yeah, a lot. So Lori is in, and Roger is in, our first two qualifiers. We'll give it away the Friday of Flamborama, Friday, August 1st, right on stage at 6 o'clock. Birthdays in just a moment. So if you got one, a local one, 715-762-3221. Give me a moment to get to the phones, because everybody ran away. Everybody ran away. It's me and Toby. It's me and Doorbell Toby here. Someone comes in the front door. He's our doorbell. He lets us know. So me and Toby hanging out here, and we'll see if we can get to your birthdays and anniversaries in just a moment. Give away a cake, of course, every Friday from the bakery department at Super One. Twice an hour news and sports, so here we go.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate has passed $9 billion in federal spending cuts requested by President Trump. The money will slash funding for international aid and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Democrats like Senator Chuck Schumer voting no.
This is a dark day for America, a dark day for rural Americans, a dark day for any American who relies on public broadcasting during floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, and other disasters.
Republicans call it cutting out waste, fraud, and abuse. A lightning strike in New Jersey has killed an archery instructor. Two people died in flash flooding in New Jersey earlier this week. She was born in Jersey. The Boys Are singer Connie Francis has died, according to her friend and publicist Ron Roberts. Francis, known for hits like Who's Sorry Now and Pretty Little Baby, was 87. This is ABC News.
The Lac-du-Flambeau Tribal Police Department is pleased to announce that they have found and made contact with Brianne Lynn West Calabrese. She was found safe in Fargo, North Dakota, Wednesday morning. They said Brianne's loved ones are extremely happy that she's been found safe and are thankful to those who helped locate her. Once again, Brianne Lynn West Calabrese has been safely found. Saturday, July 26th from 3 p.m. to 12 a.m., it's Firefest 2025 over in Phillips. This is your opportunity to come out for a family fun event over at the Phillips Fire Hall. This will feature water fights, food, drinks, music, a bounce house, a dunk tank, and raffles. This is free admission, so just stop on by and have a good time. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, July 26th from 3 p.m. to 12 a.m. over at 164 South Avon Avenue in Phillips. Carbon monoxide can put your family at risk even in the summer months. Lisa Hale has more.
Dr. Benjamin Orozco is an emergency physician at Amplify by Gunderson Health and a medical toxicologist with the Minnesota Poison Control. He says while many people know of the things to look out for in the fall, in the spring and summer, there are also things to be aware of.
When you start working on your lawn equipment for the spring, if you're running a small engine inside a garage or in an enclosed space, that's a common cause of carbon monoxide poisoning.
He says bringing a carbon monoxide detector with you on vacation is a good idea.
When you're in VRBOs, Airbnbs, or vacation rentals, sometimes the owners aren't on top of changing those smoke alarms. I can say that I've seen it in my professional life as well as through personal connection where there have been poisonings of families who are in vacation rentals. So I actually travel with a small carbon monoxide detector to keep my family safe.
Carbon monoxide is called the silent killer for good reason.
The gas itself is colorless, odorless. You don't smell it or necessarily are aware you're being exposed. Sometimes when it's mixed with exhaust from other engines and things, you can smell all of that. But carbon monoxide itself, you may not actually get a warning. That's why the detector is important.
If you suspect carbon monoxide poisoning, your first priority is to leave the area and get fresh air immediately. Then call 911 or go to the emergency room and explain your symptoms.
Headaches, nausea, confusion are very common symptoms when exposed to carbon monoxide. And a big tip for that is the whole family kind of gets it at the same time. Pets sometimes will be overcome by it. And unfortunately, carbon monoxide is one of those things where children and the smaller bodies are the most susceptible to it.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
And Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet. They are your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned, built on trust, dependability, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
The Bucks re-signed Livingston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks have re-signed center Chris Livingston after waiving him just 2 weeks ago. The move adds depth to the Bucks roster after losing Brook Lopez to the Clippers in free agency, who says the move to L.A. is more like a homecoming.
You know, I'm a Cali boy, so, you know, I grew up in the Valley in North Hollywood. Obviously, things were very different back then. To see where the Clippers have come now, it's just, it's astonishing. It's beautiful. I'm glad to be a part part of it, and hopefully I can help take them even further up.
The Bucks losing to the Bulls last night, 102-96, to wrap up the Summer League. NFL, Packers training camp starts next week. Jordan Love holding his youth football camp in Milwaukee today. Left tackle Rashid Walker asked about attending the quarterback's wedding to his fiance Ronica Stone.
The wedding was a beautiful wedding, beautiful ceremony, such a beautiful couple. Hopefully Ronica can, you know, keep Jordan on his A game.
That's Packers left tackle Rashid Walker with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
All right, a few birthdays, anniversaries. Cheryl Hetzer is celebrating a birthday today. Cheryl, happy birthday to you. Hope it's a good one here. If you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary here on this 17th day of July, you get to share it with some of these other celebrities like country star Luke Bryan. Real name is Thomas Luther Bryan, but we know him as Luke, the Georgia native, one of the biggest country stars of the day. 49 today for Luke Bryan. Tony Davolani, the Albanian-American ballroom dancer, is a fixture on Dancing with the Stars. He's 52 today. Craig Morgan, country artist, Mr. Redneck Yacht Club himself, celebrating a 60th birthday today. Reality TV producer of The Voice and Survivor, Mark Burnett, is 55 today. Angela Merkel, born in West Germany, but raised in communist East Germany, she earned a PhD in quantum chemistry and became the Chancellor of the Reunified Germany in 2005. Angela Merkel, born, is 71 today. Anybody else? David Hasselhoff, Mr. Knight Rider himself, still going. He is 73 today. Camilla Parker Bowles, the second wife of King Charles, 78 today. Diana Carroll, in 1968, the actress, singer, became the first black woman not playing a domestic to star in a network TV series in Julia. And Diane Carroll, born on this day, 1935, passed in 2019. And Donald Sutherland, the Canadian actor, he was in MASH, Don't Look Now. Ordinary People, born on this day, 1934, passed in 2024. Country legend Red Sovine, born on this day, 1917, passed in 1980. Phyllis Diller. I can't do her voice. I used to be able to do it with the long cigarette with the plastic holder and the cigarette at the end, the crazy hairdo. I said, sound like the Penguin from Batman. But Phyllis Diller, she was a larger-than-life animated human being, I think is a good way to describe her. I remember as a kid seeing her on talk shows and stuff, and I looked around like, what is this? How did this happen? Phyllis Diller, born on this day in 1917. She passed back in 2012. And James Cagney, the song and dance tough guy, won the Best Actor Oscar in 1943 for Yankee Doodle Dandy and was nominated twice more in 1938 for Angels with Dirty Faces and in 1955 for Love Me or Leave Me. James Cagney, sweetheart, born on this day. That wasn't him, was it? For some reason, when I think of James Cagney, I think of the puffy cheeks and the sweetheart. Is that the wrong person? 1899, James Cagney born. And he passed back in 1986.
Having trouble balancing your books? Fear not. MVB is here. Maine's Virtual Bookkeeping brings affordable, secure, stress-free service right to your screen. No suits, no pressure, just solid numbers that make sense. Whether you're behind, overwhelmed, or just tired of guessing, MVB has your back. Call 813-562-1839 today. That's 813-562-1839. Maine's Virtual Bookkeeping. Making your numbers behave so you don't have to. Visit mainsvrbookkeeper.com now for all your accounting and bookkeeping needs. Get control, stay focused, and let MVB handle the math.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook too for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street.
Ashland, Wisconsin.
Big thank you to everyone who helped bring the Civic Media Network Northwoods Road Tour to Butternut, Wisconsin. Civic Media Network hosts are broadcasting live from the Fanatical Fish Gallery in downtown Butternut. Big shout out to our local sponsors, Signature Sign and Graphics, Smart Plumbing and Heating, The Filling Station, Jay's Automotive in Park Falls, Village Pit Stop, Northern State Bank and Harv and Ben's Empty Pockets, and the Northern Lights Inn. And a special thank you to Lena's Northern Pines, our title sponsor, providing a cozy cabin for the Civic Media crew.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbens. Cooler and less humid today with plenty of sunshine, high temperatures in the lower 70s. For tonight, mostly clear and crisp with lows in the mid to upper 40s. On Friday, outside chance of a shower in the afternoon, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 70. It's 48 degrees at our studios.
98Q Country. Country.
Sunday morning, man, she woke up fighting mad, bitching and moaning on and on about the time I had. And by Tuesday, you could say that girl was good as gone. And then when Thursday came around, I was all
65. Then I won $100 on a scratch-off ticket, bought two 12-packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all, but she was wrong. On that FM dial. And it's crazy how lately now it just seems to come in waves. What I thought was gonna be the death of me was my saving grace. It's got me thinking that her leaving is the only logical off ticket, bought two 12 packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all, but she was wrong. And I was caller number five on the radio station, want a 4-day, 3-night beach vacation, deep sea senorita fishing down in Panama. And I ain't gotta see my ex-future mother.
Q Country.
Last night I had a crazy dream. Wish was granted just for me. It could be for anything. I didn't ask for money or a mansion in Malibu. I simply wished for one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still for one more day with you. First thing I do is pray for time to crawl. I'd unplug the telephone, keep the second, say a million I love yous. That's what I'd do with one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still for one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still one more day. Leave me wishing still one more day. Leave me wishing still one more day.
Diamond Rio, 98Q Country. Hope you are well on this Thursday morning. Looks like we're going for some really nice weather. Temperatures should linger, 70s right through the weekend. Best chance of rain right now, maybe a scattered shower on Saturday. Other than that, you know, there's always, you get into summertime, there's always a chance of rain. You can never say zero. Just because, you know, warm air and all that stuff, it's nice to create some little turbulence up there. But as far as actual, you know, significant chances of rain, probably going to get wet at some point on Saturday. But between now and Sunday, pretty nice, 70, 75. That was a bit much this morning, I'll admit. 48, a little cooler in some areas. That was too early. That was too early for mid-July. But we'll be done with that now for a while. By the time we get into Pioneer Days and Flamborama, I think we'll heat things up probably pretty good again. This weekend, of course, is the Antique and Tractor Expo and Car Show going on at the fairgrounds outside of Phillips. It's just a free will donation. You get a kind of a routine, a collector button, you know, with that at the gate. So if you just want to make a small donation, that's fine. You're going to see the cars on Sunday, the classic car show. And then Saturday, all kinds of vendors and food and antiques and stuff. That's out at the fairgrounds. Good place. And the weather's going to be fabulous for that for this weekend. Today, I want to let you know that today is the day that the Armory Building in Phillips is having their Price County Veterans Outreach event and Price County Benefits Expo. So if you are... if you are a veteran or just, you know, there's questions you have about benefits that are available through the county, really anyone would benefit from this, whether it's for you or for a parent or whatever. Getting the information is always great. Chance to get it here in one spot today. They'll be there from 10 to 3 at the Armory Building in Phillips, right on Eider Avenue. You just hang a, you turn at cops, pick and save. I'm old school. You turn at pick and save. If you go one way, you're going to be in the lake. So you go the other way at pick and save, and then you'll run right into the Armory Building, hopefully not right into it. 20 veterans, 20 vendors will be there, and probably 20 veterans or more, with all kinds of federal, state, county, and local organizations that can help veterans and local citizens with a variety of needs. And that's today in Phillips. Community event reminder for you on this sunny Thursday morning from 98Q Country.
Hey, it's Big G. One of my favorite places to eat is Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Butternut Lake. Your dinner destination. Handmade burgers, pizza, pork bellies, and buffets. Dining done right. Now open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 2:30, Saturday and Sunday at 11:30 through Labor Day. Wednesdays, buy one, get one half off pizza. Thursdays, German night. Saturday, pork bellies and prime rib. Sunday, four-piece chicken dinner with corn fritters. Let's not forget about Friday night's all-you-can-eat seafood buffet. Pontoon and fishing boat rentals daily. Book now at lenasnorthernpines.net. Our roads lead to Lena's Northern Pines or Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden.
Let's take a moment to head on down to Wheelway and check in with Pete down there. How are we doing there, Pete?
Rocking and rolling.
We've got some special things going on down at Wheelway this month, Pete.
Absolutely. I'm telling you, we have our biggest sales event going on right now. We have a bunch of new inventory that's just hit the lot. If you're looking for a three-quarter ton, half-ton truck, car, minivan, SUV, we got them all right here.
All right. And people can start that process at wheelwayautos.com, Pete. They can even start that financing if they've been turned down by other places or they think they're credit not that good. That's a good place to start right there, right?
Absolutely. No credit, bad credit, no problem. Make sure you go on our website at wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out a credit application, and you can give it, our finance guy will give you a call and you can drive one home today. It's that simple.
All right. Trade-ins are always welcome if you want to bring that in too. They can do it all in one stop, Pete.
Come on down here. If not, give us a call at 762-2467. And we're going to 762-2467. Joel, do it the right way. Come to Wheelway. I'm telling you, we got tons of savings and a bunch of brand new inventory getting the lot here today.
Very good, Pete. Thank you much. Pete down at Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right there on Highway 13.
Len Stonkel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time.
Collect a Bob Uecker Harry Doyle bobblehead at the Brewers game on August 17th, courtesy of Chevrolet. Inspired by Uecker's legendary role in the film Major League, the first 30,000 fans through the gates will get this special bobble. Get your tickets at brewers.com/giveaways.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
98Q Country.
I woke up again this morning, and when you know it, pouring rain. I went and burned a pot of coffee, and like us, I poured it down the drain. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go. No, you got your radio on, so this I said I wouldn't miss you. But now I'm saying I'm a fool. You're on the feel-good side of leaving, and I'm the backside of a mule. And I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go was wrong. And baby, I know you got your radio on, so this is my so sad comeback song. Now I'm laying down without you in this king-size empty bed. And I wish I had my arms around you, but I'll just dream of you instead. 'Cause I didn't know